Oh, yeah. Now that's what you're talking about right there. Now that's good American rock and roll. You can understand his words, and there's a little bit of a rhythm to the beat.
Do you ever listen to the words? I know you can understand them, but do you know the lyrics of them? Okay.
Yeah, don't judge him on his music choices because he doesn't listen to the words. Learned that early on, huh, kids?
I've been singing Amazing Grace for 60 years.
The first five words.
I still don't know the second verse.
There's a second verse?
Man.
You mentioned the calls we receive at the office. We've gotten one. We get product questions a lot. Hey, there's this on the market now. There's that on the market now. We can often tell what's heavily advertised just by the questions we get at our office. And there's one. What do you think about these products that spray down your air conditioning unit so it's not so hot, so it doesn't have to work so hard inside the home?
We've had them around for several decades. None of them have lasted. I would be very skeptical of it. The calcium buildup that it results on your coils makes them so inefficient that any savings you were getting at the beginning of its installation are going to go away very, very, very fast. And if adding humidity to your coil was a way to increase efficiency, then Houston should be the most comfortable city on the planet.
When in fact, it's the most air-conditioned city on the planet.
It is the most air-conditioned city on the planet. I am not a fan of misting your outdoor condensing coil for the purpose of lowering your electric bills. There's so many other ways to do it.
Now, is there any benefit in putting a shade structure around it instead, where you just cut the direct sun?
Nominal. Romy, did that letter come from Tucson?
I would have to look up this address. I bet you it does, because in the address it says, I thought it said Miranda, but that's not.
This next week, I'm going to take on a homework assignment. I'm going to call the biggest advertising agency I can find, and I'm going to ask them, what is it about Tucson that they are a target for every new product that comes out? Because we get phone calls from Tucson quicker than any other city we broadcast in about new products rolling out. I'm just curious. But look, we got Glenn, Tony, Audrey, Jeff, Joan.
On that note, that's interesting you said that, because I'd never really put those. I got a call this week from a roof coating company that is breaking into Arizona. They've been in California for 18 years or 38 years. They've got homes in Montana, Idaho. They're breaking into Arizona, and their test market is?
Tucson. Well, Tucson is like the capital of the universe for roof coatings.
Hey, while we're on Tucson.
They'll coat anything in Tucson. We got to get to the callers.
We do, but while we're on Tucson,
yes?
Should we go ahead and just...
Oh, man. Was that like a heartbreaker? Was that the heartbreaker of the year?
And I'm not a big baseball champ, but before Arizona, I actually followed that last closing out series when I found out we were in the closing series of the baseball.
Who is Coastal Carolina?
God, I'd never even heard of them before.
Well, they're in Conway. Conway.
Conway's in Arkansas.
No, this is Conway. I think it's South Carolina.
Oh.
Just above Charleston.
Mm.
Right off of Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
So it's a pretty area.
Yeah.
But
I've never been there, but it's
But
got
now
a great
that
reputation.
They're a nationally known school, they're going to have to upgrade their mascot. I can't
Coastal
even pronounce
Carol,
what it is.
Is it like Blue Wave or something?
No, it's like, how do you pronounce it? I don't even know. It means loud. It's like our morning start of the show at 8 o'clock. It's a loud, noisy, proud rooster. Chocolatiers or something like that? I don't know.
What's with Carolina's obsession with birds for their mascot?
I don't know.
You got the Gamecocks and then the chocolate chickens?
Chanteliers or something like that.
Anyway, who are we going to first here, guys?
Yeah, we better
Audrey's
get
next
the,
on
Audrey,
the line.
Audrey.
And I'm
Audrey,
trying.
Welcome,
there we go.
Welcome to our conversation, Audrey. Good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate your expertise and your humor. You guys are great.
Let's see if we can help you today.
All right. My son used to work in Colorado for a flood and restoration company, so he's familiar with mold.
Good.
And
okay.
Yesterday his air conditioning condensation line got plugged and leaked into the ceiling of his bedroom, down the wall, and got the carpet wet.
Okay.
He's convinced he needs to replace the ceiling and the wall and the carpet. And the worst part is the home's for sale. So my question is, does he need to do all that but for his fear that there's going to be mold in the attic now because of that condensation? And also, with the rain we had yesterday, I'm sure people have leaks in their roofs and they'll have that same concern.
Yeah. Well, if he caught the leak fairly quick and the damage is limited to a little bitty area, the chances are that it has created a huge mold problem is very, 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 very small. You know, a mold problem is a moisture situation that goes on for some amount of time. If this condensate line backed up, leaked onto the sheetrock, came down the wall and got the carpet wet, and it was caught, and the condensate pan was unplugged and the line was made clear and it started draining again, you can get mold test kits. You can get kits to test to see if you have mold present. Maybe that might be the smarter way to go before he starts tearing in all of that stuff.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I totally agree.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, for a guy that's worked in the business before, you know, he's seen some of the worst, and, you know, it can play with your brain a little bit when you walk in to a we're familiar with a home in the White Mountains where the resident went to Houston for the winter. And sometime over the winter, a water line broke in the house, and it ran all winter long. Now, if you see that mess and you see mold that's literally 3 inches thick, you know, growing on all over the refrigerator and the kitchen sink and the baseboard, well, you know, you get that in your mind, and then maybe you do kind of tend to overreact. Romy, where are we going next? Audrey, we appreciate the call. Let's go to Joan in Peoria. Good morning, Joan.
Hi, Rosie. I got a letter from my insurance company, and they want to lower my insurance rate, but they also want to not give me as much money if it burns down. It's about a $50 difference, and I always thought rebuilding would be more expensive than even just buying a house, wouldn't it?
Yeah, generally it is. So your insurance company is watching the county assessor, and they're watching the numbers be adjusted up and down based on the real estate market.
Uh-huh.
And can you tell me what kind of square foot price are they currently quoting that they'll replace your home for?
They didn't give me square foot. I have about 1,900. And they want to make it $199,000 instead of $250. No.
You know, Joan, I tell you what, I've got your number, and I actually have to go in for my annual insurance review with my guy,
uh-huh.
Clay Jansen at Focus Insurance. He and I are going to get together this week.
Okay.
And he'll be assessing and we'll be reviewing square foot replacement costs. Let me get an update from Clay.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to call you at your home, and we'll talk our way through it. But your assumption that it's more expensive to rebuild than just go out and buy brand new is exactly right.
You got
to
do all the demolition, the breakdown, completely rebuild.
Right.
And one more time, what was the replacement dollar you said?
$200,000.
Yeah.
Basically, $100 a foot. It will be really, really tough to replace a home. For $100 a square foot.
I built my home 12 years ago.
Did a lot of the work yourself.
A lot of the work
myself. Now, there's some upgrades in that home. It was a nice home.
There is.
But what was your final?
$210,000.
Yeah.
I don't think I would accept that offer.
$100 a square foot would be really, really tough to do. I mean, I can tell you we build freestanding garages and carports for $80 to $100 to $120 a square foot.
Now, with all of that said, you could also look at your chances of the home being burnt down. I mean, how many homes burned down?
Yeah,
I mean, your chances of that happening are pretty slim, too.
To the ground.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess
people ought to take a
look at
the,
it that way, too.
People ought to take a look at the housing clause in your home insurance policy, as well as contents are all things you really need to consider. We ought to have Clay back on.
Well, you know, I was about to say, every time...
Especially with the monsoon here, because there's going to be more claims here in the next 60 days than there are all year long.
And I don't know how he answers everything with such a cheerful attitude. And I would not be a nice person if I was in the insurance industry. I just...
You're always dealing with somebody
that's
having some unplanned disaster.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, Joan, I'll get my information from Focus Insurance, my man Clay Jansen, this week, and I'll give you a ring, I promise. As soon as I finish that meeting, we'll have a conversation. We've got Jeff in Maryvale, Tony in Phoenix, and Glenn in Levine. Let's bring Jeff into the conversation. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. It's a real honor to talk to you. You're very well known and respected.
Well, you know, you just do something long enough.
You get an intro like that, he's setting us up for a big old butt, I think.
Well, I own an original John F. Long house out in Maryvale.
Nice.
How long have you had it,
was,
Jeff?
Will Beneath, what was that?
How long have you had it?
61 years.
Yeah. You know, there was a lot of people that teased that man for building entry-level homes. But I'm going to tell you, of all the builders I'm familiar with the last 50 years, he built as good an entry-level home as any person on the planet.
Well, and obviously this started out that way. Actually, the house was willed to me when my parents passed away, and I actually found all the original receipts and the original mortgage and the actual paperwork.
What,
the bill of sale signed by John Long himself. But anyway,
what was the price? What was the price? $11,000.
Try $49.90.
Oh, $49.90. Okay.
And
when you talked about interest was 0.75%.
And when you talked about entry level homes, his homes 50 years old are a lot better than homes being built today by some.
They were
of
almost
these guys.
All masonry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're okay,
and
Jeff.
That's the question. You know, it is a block house.
Yep.
And it's been probably 15 years since it's been painted.
Okay.
And, I was at the home show last year and this year. And
oh, I know what's coming.
Yeah, the nano ceramic paint or the cork paint or the foam paint. I have no idea if any of that's any good. And if, you know, what really, lower the heat that my uninsulated block has, you know.
Well, Jeff, it's more than just how we're going to paint the house. We need to take a look at the whole situation holistically. I'm going to tell you that if I were you, I would look at injecting foam inside the concrete block. The company that would do that for you is a company called Thermal Advantage. They evacuate all the loose fill insulation that's in there, spray in a foam insulation. That's probably the number one thing you should do, and that's extremely affordable. The next thing we need to do is we need to take a look at the windows and make sure everything that's west-facing in particular is shaded aggressively. The next thing we need to do is check the attic insulation, and let's make sure it's an R30. We need to do all of those things, as well as verify the ductwork's in good shape, before we start spending money on a lot of experimental paints that haven't been around long enough for us to really prove their effectiveness. I can tell you this. We were hired by a ceramic paint manufacturer 20 years ago to paint a nice big custom home up in North Scottsdale, and they were going to put in thermal sensors and prove to us the effectiveness of this paint. It was 6 times the price of good exterior acrylic paint, and in 3 years' time, we had to repaint the house, and we couldn't, by their testing, their own testing, verify that it had saved the homeowner a single penny. Now, I will tell you this. You mentioned cork. Romy's been looking at that cork paint. You know, that cork paint very well may be the holy grail.
And we'll talk about that a little bit more. We're a little late for break, but there's
that
coating I had mentioned that's breaking into Tucson earlier in the hour.
Yeah.
Has just got as impressive, if not more,
statistics. Okay.
Status. Now, that's test statistics, yeah. Not real life statistics.